This is Real Radio's Grace Melody Gardner at Bramall Lane. Tributes are being left here for Sheffield United's former manager, Gary Speed, who was found hanged at his home yesterday.
It's a sad day, not just for Sheffield United supporters, but football as a whole.
He was a true legend to football.
He started here in 2008 as a player and went on to become coach before being made manager after Kevin Blackwell sacking last season.
He gave us a lift when he signed. We were disappointed when he left, but we could understand why he left. He wanted that Welsh job.
That's Sheffield United managing director Dave McCarthy. But it's not just here that fans are coming to pay their respects to the 42-year-old. Real Radio's Jamie Fletcher has spent the morning at Elland Road,
where here fans and club officials alike are in total and utter shock. Throughout the course of the morning, a number of Leeds United fans were arriving here to pay tribute to Gary Speed. They were leaving football shirts, scarves, flowers, footballs and cuddly bears. But the one note on every single piece of memorabilia left here is thanks for the memories. He, of course, played such a huge role in that 1992 championship winning side, being described as an absolute legend in that midfield. He was the envy of every other club in the Football League at the time, and he, of course, went on to break records wherever he played, scoring the most Premier League goals in terms of consecutive seasons and also the most international caps for Wales as well. But Leeds United here is a club in mourning today.
And as Jamie Fletcher is at Elland Road, I'm Real Radio's Sarah Dobson at St James's Park, where fans have been leaving tributes. Gary Speed spent 6 years playing at Newcastle, and supporters say they're still in shock at the news. Outside the club's doors, fans have left flowers, shirts and scarves in tribute to the 42-year-old. Notes on almost all describe him as a legend. And there's one card which sums up most of the messages here. It reads, "A true gent that's left our world but never forgotten."
I'm Real Radio's Sean Woods at Goodison Park, where the Everton flag is flying at half mast as a mark of respect to former captain Gary Speed.
He was a wonderful guy. You know, everybody remember him from on the football pitch, but it wasn't just on the football pitch. I think he had time for everybody, and he was a thorough gentleman.
That's former Everton striker Graham Sharp, who now works for the club. A steady stream of Blues fans have been arriving here all morning to leave tributes tied to the Goodison Park gates.
Even though he was loved and respected and adored, every club he went to, in his heart, he was a Blue.
Here at Cardiff City Stadium, I'm Jenny Clark. This is where Gary Speed steered Wales to victory over Norway earlier this month. Welsh flags, shirts and scarves have been hung on the old Ninian Park gates. Written on one, "You put the pride and belief back in the red shirt. Thank you."